It has been only one meet so far, but a big meet it was for the Hastings Raiders girls golf team as they were finally able to get outside and take on a team from a different school. The Raiders did that against Matamidi and really got the feel for match action against another team for the first time this year. Though it's only one meet in, coaches Josh Colvin and Fritzy both are having a ton of fun with this Raider team. Coach Colvin with more.
You know, the best thing is always the same thing. It's just working with the kids. There's 19 girls that I've got consistently out there, and it's just a blast to work with. This is Coach Fritzy's first time coaching a girls' sport, and that's the first thing he said is the girls leave and they say thank you, and they're so appreciative, and they're super easy to work with. So all of that has been awesome. Hidden Greens is such a great partner for us as far as all the guys there. You know, we did have an injury that happened, unfortunately, and it was interesting at how fast Hidden Greens was out there helping. You know, you're not used to injuries on a golf course, but you know, JT Malm out there helping out with the girls, and then Parker Johnson and Andy Gerber helping out getting that going. So they've been a spectacular partner. We do have three meets in the book already, two for JV and then one for varsity, and it was a great opportunity to get the girls out there and get them comfortable. We have a mix of some girls that have some experience. So we got three seniors and a couple of juniors that have played a lot, and then really beyond that, we have a lot of ninth and eighth graders. So it's been a great opportunity really to start getting those young girls out and get some opportunities on JV to see what they can do on a course, kind of teach them what meets look like and all that. The schedule is a little different for me. I was just talking to Coach Fritzy about how I'm a very type A person. I like having everything in a row and I like knowing all this stuff, but golf just forces you to be a little bit more flexible. So the JV schedule I like, it's basically two meets a week. As we go forward, we've got one this Thursday at Keller against Hill Murray, and then it settles into two each week after that. Varsity is a little bit tougher. That schedule's kind of dictated to me, and because of a couple of things, we have a match this week in Invergrove Heights at Inverwood, and so there'll be a variety of teams. That's kind of a conference meet there, and then we have nothing the following week, and then every teacher in the building is going to hate me, including myself, as we are gone for varsity 4 days in a row the week leading up to prom. So it's going to be a sprint to the finish once we get through next week.
Coach Colvin and a couple of our early season leaders guiding the team both on and off the course during this early portion of the year.
I would say we have two different kind of groups of leaders. Right now we've got, you know, the scoring leaders, those performance leaders, and right now that's a pair of juniors that have really jumped in. You know, Claire Stoffel, I think she spent the entire winter ignoring my demands for cheese pretzels at the ice arena because she was upstairs hitting balls. They set up a hitting range up there for her. And so Claire Stoffel was our low scorer in the first match. And then another junior, Maddie Haynes, is just a grinder, and she's been very, very consistent in practice rounds. You know, like you said, there's only been one match. So those two led the team in terms of scoring. To be honest, those are the ones when I go out, I took Charlie, my son, out to hit some balls at Hidden, and I saw Claire out there working and grinding away. And I know Maddie's got her own swing coach and all that. But on the other side, we have really the girls kind of, for lack of a better term, like helping me out a ton. They're both performing well on the course, but our two captains, Emily Tuohy and Gabby McDowell, have done a spectacular job helping me with organization, with making me feel comfortable on what we're doing, you know, helping show me the ins and outs of stuff, and then organizing stuff with the girls as far as apparel, and then just meeting on the course and really just setting a really positive tone. So kind of two different groups of leaders there, but both critically important as I step up into this first role.
The Hastings girls golfers will play again on Thursday with both matches at 3 o'clock, JV at Keller against Hill Murray, and then varsity in a conference nine-hole match at Inverwood against all of the conference teams.